Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's April 23rd, 2014, and let's get straight into our top story tonight. New York Homeland Security encourages businesses to snitch on gun owners as potential terrorists. Some of the suspicious activity includes, but definitely is not limited to, the stockpiling of food and ammunition. And off the top of my head, I cannot think of a larger stockpile of ammunition than the Department of Homeland Security themselves. So let's give the DHS a call and see if they're aware of their own potential terrorist activity.
Safe New York.
Yes, is this the See Something, Say Something line?
This is the terrorism tip line.
Okay, I don't know if they're one and the same. Do I need to talk to any particular person to report some?
What kind of information are you looking to relate?
Well, sir, I'll tell you, I came across a report the other day, a report about people getting storable foods and ammunition and so forth, and it's my understanding that DHS was considering that to be a suspicious activity. I'm sorry, a little bit nervous. I've never really done this kind of thing before. I became aware of a group that's storing up ammunition and things such of that sort. And I don't really have too many particulars about the group. I can't say, you know, it's Bob down this street or, you know, this guy or that guy. But the thing I also know about these guys, in addition to having all this ammunition and so forth, they also have targets of children. I'll tell you, sir, because, you know, I like to go out to the gun range and so forth, and you go out there and you shoot, you know, normally people shoot targets of the bad guy with the gun, or they shoot a picture of a zombie, but this group is shooting targets of little children, and it very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children. Are you there, sir?
I'm here. Do you want to tell me who this is?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Are you on a speakerphone, sir?
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Okay, are you aware of these things, sir?
Let me put you back on speakerphone so you can continue talking. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Well, you know, it's very much concerning to me that a group that's buying bulk ammunition is also shooting targets of little children. Were you aware of these things, sir? Is this new information to you? Were you aware of new reports of shotgun shells being purchased by DHS in addition to sniper ammunition? Well, sir, if you have no other comment, I'll just say that I saw something and I'm saying something. And do you have anything to leave me with, sir? Okay, well, there's our response of DHS. Well, thank you for your time, sir. So I saw something, I said something, but the guy didn't seem too cooperative, didn't want to speak to me pretty much at all. I told him, you know, there's definitely some suspicious activity. They're planning to shoot children. They have all these bullets. They're molesting children at the airports. They have these mine-resistant vehicles, but he obviously didn't want to talk about that. So I encourage you to do the same. It doesn't have to be just in New York. If you see something, say something. And we'll talk more about seeing something and saying something in the state of New York here in just a little bit. But we'll move on now to the state of Louisiana, where they say they want to create a database for citizens who represent a, quote, risk to the state. Authorities in Louisiana are compiling a database of information on every citizen in order to identify people who are a, quote, risk to the state, as well as pinpointing future criminals, in an effort to allow the state to intervene in that person's life. Now, I know we keep referencing this thing, but it's a very relevant film, Captain America. This is the story of Captain America, the new film. They have this big database so they can take out these potential threats, these potential targets, before they have a chance, pre-crime, just like they're doing in this situation, and they want to intervene in that person's life. I'm not sure exactly what that means. In the movie, they wanted to kill you. In this situation, I'm not exactly sure what they plan to do, but they do plan to intervene in your life. And, you know, what kind of suspicious activity are they looking for? As you saw back in 2011, insane ban on cash transactions in Louisiana. So this is the cashless society. You go to a yard sale. You say, hey, man, how much for that microwave? How much for that old PlayStation over there? You know, 20 bucks. You pull out 20 bucks. Guy says, hold on, man, I can't take this cash because they want to track all of our transactions with this money. So you can't pay us with this cash money that you have in your hand. And that'll get you, I guess, put on a watch list somewhere in the state of Louisiana, because they want to be able to track everything you do. And people in the state of Louisiana need to stand up against these measures, just like people are standing up here in the state of Texas. Texas Attorney General Abbott to blame BLM. They're saying, hey, come and take it if you want to come to our state and take our lands away, because you see the situation, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management out in Nevada, they're having the issue with Clive and Bundy, the rancher out there. They're trying to demonize the guy. They're trying to say he's some crazy militia prepper, you know, crazy guy who doesn't want to pay all his land fees. And Mr. Bundy, if you're not familiar with the situation, is grazing his cattle on land. And he says, hey, I admit that I don't own this land. I'll be happy to pay taxes to the state, but I'm not paying taxes to these feds who just come in and claim that they own this land with no real jurisdiction. And now they're trying to come here to the state of Texas. And Abbott said, I'm about ready to go to the Red River and raise a come and take it flag and tell the feds to stay out of Texas. And good, good job there, Mr. Abbott. You know, if you watch the show, you know I'm not a fan of all things Abbott. I wasn't happy with his office deeming the shooting of Larry Jackson in the back of the neck by the Austin Police Department to be a justifiable homicide. But I am happy to see that he's at least taking a stand on this, to stand against the tyranny of the BLM and say, hey, we're not having this in our state. We don't even want that in Nevada, but you definitely are not going to bring this here to the state of Texas. And somebody else has said, hey, I'm not going to have this in my life. A woman has fought against the TSA and won. Victory for breast milk mom against TSA tyranny.
Hermosa Beach resident Stacy Armato says she took on the U.S. government and won. A tentative settlement has been reached after she obtained this video from the TSA and posted it to YouTube. It shows agents detained her in a glass enclosure after she went through security screening carrying breast milk during a flight back to L.A. from Phoenix in 2010.
My only options were to put it through the x-ray or to throw it in the trash.
She sued the TSA, and last Friday, the two sides reached a tentative deal.
And the lady in the video, she got about $75,000 out of the case, and most of that's going to go to attorney fees. But the real win here is not the financial. It is the fact that she stood up to the government and won, because they want you to think whenever you encounter tyranny, don't say anything, sit down, shut up. As you recall, Miss USA was sexually assaulted by the TSA. She went to an airport and was molested pretty much. And afterwards, she had a TSA agent approach her and say, well, honey, wouldn't you rather be patted down than get on the plane and have something bad happen to you? Well, what about something bad happening to you while you're in the airport, expected to happen to you every single time you go on a flight, because they deem you to be a potential threat? You are guilty until proven innocent whenever you go to the airport. It's not just when you go to the airports, because people say, well, we'll starve. We'll starve the TSA. We won't go to the airports. They're in the train stations. They have the Viper teams. When Josh Owens and I went to the Super Bowl in New Jersey, they had the TSA agents down there in the train stations checking people's bags to get on a train to go to the Super Bowl. You can't just avoid the airport and avoid these people. They're out on the streets. They're doing all type of things. They're trying to go to proms. We showed you those reports a little while back. So these people are trying to be in every aspect of your lives. And just like I called DHS earlier today, you just have to get in their face and say, no, I'm not going to put up with this. And you can occasionally win these battles. Most of the time, you file a complaint, it goes into a black hole. Nothing ever happens. Oh, they put out some little, I'm sorry that our agent messed up, but we'll give him a promotion and just sit him over here in the corner type of apology. But, you know, occasionally you can win, so you have to keep fighting. You're not going to win every time, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And one thing that they tried and did succeed, in the state of Georgia, you can now conceal carry pretty much anywhere. This is the governor of Georgia signing the Guns Everywhere bill into law. And this is House Bill 60, the Safe Carry Protection Act, but also dubbed the Guns Everywhere bill by some, allows concealed carry permit holders to carry firearms into bars, schools, churches, and certain government buildings under certain circumstances. Now, I definitely don't think that guns and alcohol mix, but if you can handle your firearm appropriately, also same thing, and you go to school, you obviously don't want to cause any type of panic, but also if you have the proper concealment and you're not putting anybody in a state of alarm, you're not carrying in a measure calculated to cause alarm, hey, you know, that it's a free country, or at least it's supposed to be. And also, you can go into government buildings. As you can go into the government building here in the state of Texas, you can go into the state capitol, but if you step onto the Texas Capitol grounds with your firearm exposed, Texas DPS will pretty much drag you to the ground and illegally arrest you. I've seen them do that 3-4 times personally. That's just the things that I've personally witnessed. But Georgia, they're going in the right direction. They're not like the state of New York, where they're saying that if your gun has certain cosmetic features, you cannot have it. Or in the state of California, where they're trying to ban firearms, they have ATF raiding people like Aries Armor. It's just gun grabbing going on all around. But definitely appreciate you guys in Georgia sticking up for your Second Amendment rights. And they say, well, you know, it means people are going to carry all the time. There are plenty of people who don't carry their guns. There are possible many potential gun owners, people who actually have guns currently, and they leave their guns at home, they leave their guns in the car, so that doesn't mean everybody in the state is going to be carrying. There's many irrational fears, many anti-gun groups springing up to fight these type of measures, but armed society is a polite society. I've been to many gun shows, I've been to many gun stores. Nobody ever got shot, nobody ever got hurt, and you bump into somebody and say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, miss, you go on about your business and everybody is okay. But things are not all the way okay out in Russia because we have Lavrov. Russia will respond if eastern Ukraine is attacked.
If we are attacked, we would certainly respond. If our interests, legitimate interests, the interests of Russians have been attacked directly, like they were in South Ossetia, for example, I don't see any other way but to respond in full accordance with international law. Russian citizens being attacked is an attack against the Russian Federation.
And that was the Russian foreign minister. Now, I'm definitely not here cheerleading for Russia. I'm not a Putin apologist, but I don't think we should be playing Team America World Police, doing what we see fit, involving ourselves in foreign affairs, especially against a country so powerful as Russia. That's not just us. It goes for anybody. So, you know, I'm not here saying Russia is great, but I don't think everything we do here in the States is great. We have drones. We have wiretapping. We're running guns into Mexico. We're not holding people accountable for Benghazi. So we're not exactly high up on the social scale either. Now, let's talk about some other things going on in the world. We'll continue going around to other places. This time we'll go to the Philippines. Obama not welcome. Filipinos protest presidential visit. Police armed with shields and with fire hoses clashed with more than 100 left-wing activists, and they rallied at the U.S. Embassy in Manila. And they said they don't want Obama coming because they're sure that the new pact that he's pushing would increase American military presence in the Philippines. So they attacked him with water hoses, which is, I guess, the non-lethal response of, you know, well, we're not killing these people, so using water hoses is okay, just like they did here during the civil rights movement. But now they say, or at least here in the States, they're not going to use the water hoses. What they'll do, they'll pepper spray you, just like we saw at UC Berkeley. They just walk around, well, we're not killing these people, so that's fine. We're not sicking dogs on them. Or they use the tasers. That's the non-lethal choice, even though we've seen people die from tasers right here in the city of Austin or right outside the city of Austin. A child was tased in a school for breaking up a fight, fell down, busted his head, and everybody's shrugging their shoulders like they don't understand how or why this happened. Also, we've seen people get tased for having seizures, not got tased and then went into a seizure. They were currently having a seizure, having diabetic shock, and then got tased. So there's a lot of tyranny, a lot of things going on in all these police forces. I understand you have to minimize these situations the best you can, but turning water hoses on people I don't think is the best way to have yourself shine in the social scene. And it's not just there. We also see things going on in the Rio de Janeiro. And it says the riots turn deadly as protesters erupt over killing a professional TV dancer in City Slum. City Slum is their headline. I understand a lot of people don't like them calling that area a slum. But regardless, a 12-year-old boy has been injured in the protest, according to local media. And it says the unrest began after the body of a professional dancer, Douglas Raphael, was found dead on Tuesday morning, residents blaming the police for his death. Just like we talked about in our last story, there's plenty of police brutality to go around. And when people see this violence from the police, they get angry and they clash back. Now, I'm not advocating any type of violence against the police, but when you have situations where the police are proactively assaulting you, you do have a right and a duty to defend yourself. Once again, I said that in a defensive measure, don't go out and just start shooting cops just for the fun of it. But if you have a situation where they attack you, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your family. And that's what's going on here in Rio de Janeiro. Now, are there other people acting on their own accord with their own agendas? I'm sure there are. You always have people with their personal agendas. You also have provocateurs you have to be concerned about. But for the most part, they say, you know, they're just clashing back against the police brutality that is all too prevalent, not just here in the United States, but all around the globe. And that's very evident right now in the state of New York, which we have hashtag #MyNYPD. Now, this is a hashtag that was started by the NYPD to give themselves a friendly face, I guess you would say. People were taking happy selfies, and or I guess that was the desired effect. But then you actually go to the hashtag #MyNYPD. You can go to various articles as well. And you see all these photos of people being brutalized by the NYPD, which I'm very happy they did this because it puts to the public face the brutality that some of these people do. And once again, I'm not saying all officers are bad. I'll even give NYPD, you know, my personal testimony. When I went to New York for the Super Bowl, I spent a lot of time in Times Square, and the police officers I encountered were very friendly. I had no issue with them. They didn't harass me. We even met a NYPD officer who was a listener. He just walked by. Hey, he saw our microphone. He walked by, said, hey, hi. I like you guys' show. I like Alex. And, you know, tell him I said hi. And that was it. You know, I personally have not had a negative instance with the NYPD. But then again, we have the stories of the 85-year-old man beaten up by the NYPD for jaywalking. We have the stop and frisk fiascos going on. I guess they're still doing those in the state of New York. So there's plenty of bad things going on. But, you know, I try to give credit when credit is due. And I have had no issue with the NYPD. So I'll put that out there so everybody knows it. And our last story for the night, we have this. Texas second grader says teacher took away her Bible because you can't have people exercising their freedom of religion in the occupied states of America. So they have story time. You know, in story time, you can do whatever you want. You can bring in books like Harry Potter full of witchcraft. You can bring in all types of other things. But lo and behold, you bring in the word and testament of Jesus Christ, and people have a problem with that. And you can go to the video and watch a parent saying, you shouldn't have children forcing religion on other children. She's not forcing religion on anybody. She's reading her Bible silently at her desk during story time, but you can't have that. And people are criticizing the parents saying, why didn't they go to the administrators? Why did the teacher take the Bible in the first place? Regardless if you agree with how the parents acted, let's talk about what the teacher did. Taking away somebody's Bible is completely ridiculous. It should not happen in a place where we have freedom of religion. That's to check other people, not to check the students themselves. Please do not forget that. All right. And one thing that you should not forget is PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, coming up after this break, we'll have a special report from Alex Jones. He's going to respond to some of the more recent accusations from MSNBC. You don't want to miss that. And also one of our new reporters, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. He went out on the streets today and did his first Man on the Street special report talking to people about the Constitution, so you don't want to miss that either. So stay tuned for both those reports right after this on InfoWars Nightly News.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp-looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Let's go to the first 5 minutes of the report because it's some of the most incendiary rhetoric ever out of the White House run MSNBC.
Good evening. evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. The standoff between Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the federal government is not over yet. Bundy still refuses to pay the $1 million.
You ran everybody out of business with those fees.
The federal government, and now, after an aborted attempt by the Bureau of
Federal Judge ruled it was designed to bankrupt everyone.
Bundy tells conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones,
anyone that questions them
for a civil war,
is a conspiracy theorist.
Is, quote, not in a negotiating mood.
We're not going to negotiate with big government. We're not going to negotiate with BLM. We're only going to back up and strengthen our county sheriff and hope he does his job.
Keep in mind, the county sheriff's job, according to Cliven Bundy, involves disarming federal agents.
Yeah, they never let feds
in
before, 20 years ago.
An interview with Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who was attending a celebratory barbecue near the Bundy Ranch, and who came on this show to express her solidarity with the Cliven Bundy family and his armed supporters. Do you recognize the authority of the federal government?
Oh, I recognize the authority that they believe that they have. I just question it. Don't come here with guns and expect the American people not to fire back.
Well, it might not surprise you to hear that kind of talk from Nevada.
It's not fair. We come and taser people and point guns and say we're going to kill them and beat people up and put them in free speech pens for no reason and act like goons in North Korea. And they're saying they might stand up against us. That's not right. We're supposed to be able to do like we did in Russia and just walk around kicking everybody's brains out while they sit in the fetal position. This isn't fair. Why, I was trained by the CIA, like Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper, to run game on the slaves. But they're not listening to me. I'm a chicken-necked little coward. That's why I joined the CIA, he says. Let's go back to him.
A state legislator you probably never heard of until Friday night. It's something of a game-changer when Nevada Republican United States Senator starts chiming in.
That's right.
What Senator Reid may call domestic terrorists, I call patriots.
Nevada's Republican Senator Dean Heller believes the Bundy Ranch supporters are patriots. He's talking about the hundreds of militia members and states' rights activists who stood with Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and against the federal government. Heller says these men and women are patriots. So does the website InfoWars, a paranoid online haven run by Alex Jones. Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment. Alex Jones was a champion of Cliven Bundy from the very beginning.
Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, have his grazing rights stolen.
Notice they're playing cuckoo bird music.
Elevated the story, and it made its way onto Fox News' airwaves. Next thing you know, so-called mainstream Republicans are calling people like this patriots.
What Senator Reid may call domestic terrorists, I call patriots.
But the Alex Jonesification of the GOP is much bigger than the Bundy Ranch. Take Greg Brannon, Tea Party Republican candidate
for
Senate in North Carolina.
Look, the whole thing's up on InfoWars.com. We're sick of being pushed around. We're sick of being treated like slaves.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more.
the very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
I'm Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs with InfoWars, and today we decided to come out to the University of Texas Austin and ask the people a few questions about our Constitution and whether or not it's outdated.
I think the ideas behind it and what really was meant for it is not. I think that some of the vernacular and some of the hardcore ideas that some people think it represents, it is, but it was originally designed to be updated as the country grew.
It follows the Magna Carta, you know? Come on, man. Outdated piece of paper. No, you liberal college professors, no! It is not an outdated piece of document.
According to a recent poll, 59% of Americans agree that the Constitution is outdated. Do you believe it's an outdated document?
Yes, I believe it's outdated and kind of misinterpreted it based on lobbyists and how they want to interpret it.
Haven't really thought about it.
I think it should be modernized. I think we shouldn't follow a book that was written in the 19th century, like, or 18th century, so.
Okay, so if you could make any kind of changes to it, what would they be?
Specifically gun laws.
How so with that?
I think our gun laws should be, like, more tightened and controlled. I think it was written for a time that everyone walked around with guns and stuff. And right now, we have police patrolling and government here to protect us.
I'd say that's probably true. It, I mean, especially for those that read it, you know, as for what it is, what's written on the paper, you know, it allows for very little flexibility and, well, I mean, to a degree, but yes, I would say yes.
I'm not so sure, but I would say yeah, it's outdated, at least looking at the views on news and everything, so.
Recently retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said that we should change the Constitution. We should take a lot of the amendments away, get it down to about 7, and then also remove the right to bear arms. Do you think that's a good idea?
I do not think that's a good idea. I don't know. We've got to 7 rights, like in the Bill of Rights. Is that what you were saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a Bill of Rights. That's like our 10, you know, most important, like fundamental rights. It's not okay to take that away.
I think the citizens should always be able to protect themselves from the government in some sort of way. Maybe not guns, but maybe the right to bear arms in political sense. Yeah, I agree.
Do you think we should just get rid of the Second Amendment altogether or keep it? Is that a good idea?
What's the Second Amendment again?
The right to bear arms.
Okay, yeah. Is that the gun control one?
Yeah, that's the gun control one.
I think that's a personal choice because, like, it is necessary sometimes to have, like, weapons.
I would say that, like, people shouldn't be allowed to bear arms.
Should or shouldn't?
Shouldn't.
So you don't think it's good for us to be able to protect ourselves?
I mean, it's good, but if the other person doesn't have the weapon, like, he can't shoot you or anything, right?
No, because I think there's certain situations where, I mean, it can be, like, a good thing and a bad thing, so I don't know if you can totally take it out of the Constitution. It's a little extreme.
Criminals don't follow laws. That's why they're criminals. So if we take away the guns from law-abiding citizens, then only the criminals will have them.
I mean, You wouldn't know if he's a criminal, right? Unless he
has a gun, but then you won't have one, so now you're without one and you're dead.
I think that the principles laid down in the Constitution are relevant today. They are, you know, I really don't know the Constitution that well.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. We hope you enjoyed it, and we also hope to see you again back tomorrow night.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.